Blog Talk Radio.
Let them light up the square. Billie Jean in the air. Kept it 100 like an Air Force pair. If they don't give me the chair, I clown them all. Boy, this shit is unfair. Behind closed doors, I'm still gonna be forever aware. Let them label me a backpack rapper turned to a school shooter. All they top five getting hit unless they cool tutors. I took a chance like Monopoly. Now who's stopping me? I'm watching out for all the weird vibes and the animosity. Just holding on to God's hand, the well on dry land. Fuck they time span. In my season, I won't die bland. Cause in a way, my whole lane is free. Like I-10, it's like I spend every day in the Chokey. I'm locked in. My grandma's house is my sanctuary. I can't get carried through with hanging low when we play on cherry. The angel dust we serving could taint the fairy. We stayed in dairy, raised with bad culinary. We was taught to make it barely. Yeah, cocaine sticking to your gums like cable. If you don't like the chicken, you can leave like basil. His back got batteries, we jump them like cables. The fans on scope, so fiends peeling off the label. I don't really wanna hear that shit, nigga. You call close, the ones to plot, ayy. Life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop, ayy. Stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop, ayy.
My TDE calls come from the top. The one I speak directly to is top. New rappers trying legends for the notch. And every has-been's interviews are watched. Listen, Rayvon, be clear of your peers. Cause in a couple years it be musical chairs. We done seen niggas panic and show us they tears. Reminiscing over hits but the money ain't there. Truth or dare, so get it for 18, I swear. Reasonable doubt and all my thoughts are cashmere. The paper cut the tips of my fingers like cashiers. I tell you stunt dummies, you welcome to crash here.
Cocaine sticking to your gums like cables. If you don't like the chicken, you can leave like basil. This back got batteries, we jump them like cables. The fans on scope, so fiends peeling off the label. I don't really wanna hear that shit, nigga. The plot, ayy. Life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop, ayy. Stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop, ayy. I'm from LA County, a strange place, cocaine base. They know who I am without nameplay, no gameplay. Locked up, my bro got the same case and I blame fate. The enemies get stomped to no features, like a blank face. He got no air like a king without a son. Caught my cousin with the pills, said he going on a run. And the time that they gon' give him, he might never see the sun. No, the time that they gon' give him, he might never see a son. That's the one. Got a 100 shots of vodka in my piss. Growing up, is realizing Debo was a bit. You know the code. Nintendo niggas bet not ever switch. But he told for his family, we don't want any of that shit, nigga. Cocaine sticking to your gums like cable. If you don't like the chicken, you can leave like basil. His back got batteries, we jump them like cable. The fans on scope, so fiends peeling off the label. The plot, ayy. Life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop, ayy. Stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop, ayy.
It's the Wicked West of Morning Show with your boy with Fat your Man boy. West Coast.
Let's wake up.
On The Morning Show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists. Tap in and submit your music now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on, everybody? It's Friday. Good morning, everybody. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the big homie, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. And it's time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We do this every Monday through Friday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And this morning, we got an action-packed show. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all chiming in. This is an interview that I've been wanting to do for quite some time and everything. We got the man that's been making a lot of noise out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? With his new business, his new studio, his new team, the whole nine. If you're paying attention on social media, you know who the hell I'm talking about. I'm talking about my man Jess B. Speaks is on the show today. You know what I'm saying? And we are definitely excited. Make sure you hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. My man, he on his way to the studio. You know what I'm saying? You know how they got to do it. You know, they got to ride down Las Vegas Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? We sent the car for him and everything. So, you know, he got to chill out. My man been working hard and everything. So, you know, we did the damn thing. Took him out to breakfast this morning. We got some serious traffic accidents out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. A man was seriously injured getting hit by a car, or hit by a truck, right down the street from the studio on Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? Currently 54 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 7 minutes after 9. And like I said, we got a lot of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? We got an 18-year-old shot in North Las Vegas. And he passed away on Pecos and Lake Mead Boulevard last night. And these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about with my man Jeff B in just a little bit. He's going to be in here around about 9:30. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys wake and bake, roll you up something. You know what I'm saying? If you're up making breakfast, you know what I'm saying? Finish with your breakfast. If you're up and you need your coffee, fix your coffee. Fix your hot toddy. Whatever it is, your Bailey's, whatever you do in the morning to get yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't up by now, your ass is running late. You know, 8 minutes after 9 a.m., y'all. So make sure you tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your brother, tell your auntie, tell the postman, tell the milkman. I don't even know if the milkman run anymore and everything. That's some old school shit. With the milkman back in Detroit, the milkman used to run in the morning and everything just before you went to school. Drop off milk, drop off juice, ice cream, all of that. Now it's the Swans, man. They come around in a little truck and drop off ice cream and shit. But anyway, make sure you tell everybody that this is an interview that you do not want to miss today. All right. We got my man Jess B. in the building. You know what I'm saying? We waiting for him to pull up. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, you gotta get out and check the community, especially my community that I'm living in. Damn, I know he probably like ride through here like, well, damn. This is what's on the other side of the strip. You know what I'm saying? So if you got your questions on how you can, or how he can help you change your community, make sure you chime in today. In the next 20 minutes at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. You know what I'm saying? Under the Hood Studios is where we're going to be launching Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? In the next couple of weeks, you know what I mean? So I am excited about that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, it is a beautiful day out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 57 degrees today. The high is supposed to be 68 degrees today. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you outside and everything, not in the house. You know what I mean? But y'all know how we get down. You know we always make sure that we give a people, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for the people that didn't make it to see this morning. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing that everybody made the wake-up list this morning. You know, I am truly, 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 truly blessed. You know what I'm saying? To see another day, another Friday, another weekend. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to everybody that's heading out to Austin, Texas next week for South by Southwest. Shout-out to everybody that's out here with Move 'Em Radio. You know, they got their event coming up, I think this weekend or next weekend. I think it's next weekend and everything. I will be out of town. I won't be here. I'll be missing it, but I will be back. And we will be doing some work with Move 'Em Radio, the Elite Artist Series. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So listen, y'all, with no further ado, listen, make sure you get yourself together. Make sure you chime in. And everything, we gonna pay some bills, then we gonna be right back. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna get this hellified interview. This once, to me, it's like once in a lifetime interview with this man. You know what I'm saying? And everything, he been interviewing with everybody and everything. You know what I'm saying? He been with Twix. You know what I'm saying? He been with Art Signs. You know what I'm saying? With all the success that they doing and everything. You know what I'm saying? My man has been moving around. You know, I'm very, 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 very proud of him. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So he's going to be on the show in just a little bit. But y'all know how we get down every morning. We always pray for the people that didn't wake up to see this morning. We always pray for our sick and our shut in. We always pray for our elderly. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I'm 55. Shit, I'm the elderly. So listen, y'all. Bow your heads. And close your eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you humbly this morning, and we want to thank you for another beautiful morning and another beautiful Friday. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to keep directing us and directing our steps and directing our minds, Lord Jesus. We ask you to cover each and every one of us that can listen to the sound of my voice. Cover us in your blood, Lord Jesus, and love us unconditionally like you always have done. In Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Amen, 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 amen. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. So listen, y'all, we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back, y'all. It is 9:13 a.m. This interview will jump off at 9:30 a.m. We just giving him a little time to, you know, get him, you know, get some Krispy Kremes. I asked him to stop and get some Krispy Kremes because y'all eat up my Krispy Kremes and drink up my Hennessy every morning down in the lobby and everything like that. And there's no Krispy Kremes and Hennessy left for me. You know what I'm saying? So I had to ask my man, Just B, to stop and get some Krispy Kremes and some Hennessy. He should be pulling up any minute. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into some music right now to wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? And everything. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Like I said, we do this Monday through Friday. You know what I mean? 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Big shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's already up. They already up and getting their money. You know what I'm saying? We out here, we making our money. We just not getting up, you know what I'm saying? But I know one thing, though. We still in this bitch. Let's go. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. We got my man Just B on the show. We about to turn up, though, and get it hot up in here. It's my man B.O.B.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down about an hour ago. But we still in this bitch. We still in this bitch. We still in this bitch. We turn this shit up loud and buy another round and try to shut us down about an hour ago.
automatic cook up. Be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big.
We in it big.
They think they singing me, but they ain't seen shit.
But they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my dick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong, and we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, I don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air, her that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker, listen here boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty, how you want it, fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch, I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit, look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall, you pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G, I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor. Surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stun, low-key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Thank you. Hey, y'all! What up? This is Reef Hustle, and I'm dropping my new single titled Solid on June 29th, produced by my man Eastwood 5.0 on all major platforms. Y'all stand by, BX Kingsbridge, where the kings live. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. What's going on, everybody? We got everybody chiming in this morning, you know what I'm saying? We got the 313 chiming in. Travel Diva is definitely in the house. You know what I'm saying? We got the 702 in the building. Shout out to the my girl Jenny. Or Jennifer. She says she listening, but she cranky as hell this morning. It's all right, though. It's all right. 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 You know what I'm saying? It's to wake your ass up morning show. We here to wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? To keep you aware of what's going on in the community. But today we got somebody that is working and looking to rebuild your communities. And he started with his own. You know what I'm saying, and everything. He should be here any minute. You know what I'm saying? He told me he was pulling in and everything. So, you know, he should be coming up the stairs in a little bit. But we're talking about my man, Jeff B. Speaks, owner and founder of Under the Hood Studios here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I remember when this man manifested that, you know what I'm saying? He was helping me with my podcast, Unsigned Hype Radio Show podcast, and a certain situation that came up, and he had looked at me and he said, "Man, you know what?" And this is his exact words. He said, "Man, you know what, man? Fuck this shit. I'm about to get my own motherfucking studio and everything, and do this shit the right way." Now, don't get me wrong. You hear people say things, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? You hear people say a lot of things these days, but a lot of people don't follow through on them. Now, that was like about three years ago. And I'd be damned if he didn't come his own studio, and I watched it manifest in him. I watched him speak on it. I watched him post about it. You know what I'm saying? I watched him grow this from a thought to a brick and mortar building that he is in right now. Beautiful building. You know what I'm saying? You got everything you need for a podcast. You know what I'm saying? So we talking about my man, Justy. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to holler at him, hit him up or hit us up at 515-602-9736. It's 515-602-9736. Press the 1 button and everything. You know what I'm saying? Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue. And to let me know that you tried to talk to my man. Just me. Don't pay no attention to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking my phone. I'm like Santa Claus. I'm checking my phone. I'm you know, checking it twice. And everything. You know what I'm saying? It's to wake your ass up morning show, y'all. This is how we get down every morning. You know what I mean? It's the okay. Y'all, give me a minute. And everything. All right, we on and everything. So listen, y'all, we gonna pay some quick bills, and we gonna be right back with my man. You know what I'm saying? Just me speaks. You know what I mean? Let's go.
You're rocking with the best in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fat Man West Coast. On the morning show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists. Tap in and submit your music now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, y'all, we about to get into this interview with this young man. You know what I'm saying? I am happy and I am proud of him for the moves that he's been making and everything. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing the damn thing around here. He's been making some appearances, doing some life coaching and everything like that. You know what I mean? He's just it's like a flower, you know, watching, you know, blossoming. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And, you know, don't mean to use that sort of terminology and everything, but it's like a flower blossoming, and seeing him manifest and do all of this and everything, and makes you look at him and go, if he could do it, damn it, I could do it. So with no further ado, let's give him that wake your ass up morning show love for the big homie, Just B. Speed.
Yo, what's good, man? Good, man. How you feeling this morning, man?
Man, we good. We good. We good, man. We good. We excited. We motivated this morning.
Oh, always. Gotta stay motivated. That's a requirement.
Man, we are motivated this morning, man. So listen, man, we got everybody listening right now. Tell the world who you are, who you be, and what the hell it is you do.
Oh, man, it's your boy. Let me give it to him the right way. Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Just B, man. I am the founder and co-owner of Under the Hood Studios, man. This is a place where, I mean, if you're a creator or influencer, I don't care what you is, if you create any type of content, you can come to Under the Hood Studios, and we're going to get you right the right way. But while doing it, we're going to build a community at the same time, man. That's what I do, man. Motivational speaker, public figure, man, author.
Right.
I mean, you name it, I got it, man. And if I don't got it, I'm on it.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
That's what's up. So listen, like I was telling everybody, man, I remember when you started manifesting the thought.
Yes, sir.
Of this. Now, we all know it takes time, it takes preparation, it takes investment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To make something like this jump off, and it also takes a team. Tell me about your team, man, because you got a great team over there. Y'all working together, y'all vibing together, you know what I'm saying, and y'all have came together. Explain that.
Yeah, big facts, man. So you know, it's crazy because we working on a Under the Hood anthem right now, right? And then
okay.
I'm talking, and it's a lot of six of us on the anthem, and one of the things that I say is, man, I handpicked everybody from around town, right? So what I did was is I just looked at the community and people that was in our industry, and I was like, yo, who feel like they are underdog in their camp? And everybody that felt like they was an underdog in their camp, I grabbed them and I said, yo, this is what I'm trying to create. Let's do it if you down for the cause. And that's literally how I brought my whole team about, and my wife. My wife is a part of the team, you know what I mean? Gospel rap artist, Icy Jones, community leader in the city. He on the team, you know what I mean? But it was just really important to get people that was driven, people that was ambitious, and just bring them to one house and be like, hey, we could do this together. We could do this together, man. Shout out to the UTH team for real.
Right. That's what's up. Because it takes a team to be successful. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Right, that part.
Around the world or here in Las Vegas and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Because we deal with a lot of individuals here in Vegas. Explain to people what it's like to bring people together. Once you, because when you bring people together, you spark the minds of millionaires. You spark the minds of many. You get the looks of the community. What is that like? Because I know you're dealing with a lot of different minds.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up, man. One thing about building a community is you got to be very transparent, and you just got to be open to a multitude of different personalities, bro. Like, the amount of different personalities in a community is insane. Everybody has their own individual personality. They move their own way. They have their own style of work ethic. It's just so many different obstacles you got to overcome. But as long as you got the same goals, the same values, and you stay on the same mission, stay on that same route. Now, don't get it twisted. At times, you got to be able to pivot, right? But even with the pivot, you got to stay on track with the original mission. So as long as you can do that, you'll be good to go. And we've had some challenges. I ain't going to lie. Ain't nothing perfect around here. It's definitely all good under the hood, and we just worked through it, man. And I love the team that I was able to create. So to everybody out there, just remember that. You know, be open, be transparent about what you're trying to do. And if somebody is messing up or slacking, be okay with, be confident enough to approach your team member and let them know, like, hey, you know, like, don't make it hard for them. Just make it easy for them to express themselves, and you'll be able to communicate better like that, man. Communication is key.
Right, right. Now, in a business like this, this is something that I need you to expound on, because I don't think people really understand about the communication part, and they get it twisted when they have a gentleman like yourself or a gentleman like me who walks as a man, talks as a man, speak as a man, act as a man, and when we talk to you, we look you in your eye and this, that, and the other, and articulate so you can understand it. Understand us.
Yep.
People think that we're being arrogant or we have an attitude or anything like that there, and it's just being business. Do you think people are in the business state of mind these days anymore?
No. In my own opinion, I don't. You know, I feel like people are always dealing with everything on a personal level. You know, I hate to say this, but our world done got a little soft. They done got a little sensitive. And I get it, whatever. You got all these kids stuck in their phones, stuck in their computers. They barely take the time to look up and see what's in front of them in real time.
Right.
You know? So, hell yeah, it's hard to communicate. And just, because I'm, you know, I get that you're arrogant, you're cocky. I'm confident. Call it what you want to call it. I'm just very direct. I'm direct because I know where I'm going. I know how to get there. And this is what we got to do to get there. You know, now, can I be a little less direct on my team? Probably. But it's no foul, no harm. I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm just being direct, and I'm like, hey, jump on board. This is what we got to do, and let's get it. But again, when it comes to the communication portion of it, you just got to, you know, what something that I have to practice on is just sitting back and just letting them talk first, letting them get all of their emotions and everything out on the table, and then I'm able to sort through it and figure out, okay, how can we go about this so they can understand it and don't be any miscommunications or misinterpretations? Because that happens in business.
Yes, it does. Everything can be misconstrued. This is why communication, articulation, speaking clearly, having a clear mind, getting proper rest so you can get up and do what you need to do the next day and execute it in a professional manner. I don't think people understand that.
Right.
I think hip hop has blurred the eyes and this new generation that's coming up, and this is just my opinion, of just putting out anything and figure it's going to sound good. People figure they could do that when they're doing business. They could just put anything on the table and it's going to sound good because it's hip hop, it's trap, or it's R&B, and this, that, and the other. Do you get the one thing I wanted to ask you is, the people that you work with, the reason why you're working with them is because of their passion or compassion for what you do?
You know what? That's a great question, by the way. I feel like it's more so the passion for what they do, you know?
Okay.
'Cause that's one thing that we do under the hood is you know, you got to think, everybody that's under the hood also has their own businesses or their own brands that
right.
they have to tend to. So
right.
when you're under the hood, we're not saying like, okay, squash what you got going on and just rock with our mission statement. Nah,
uh-huh.
keep what you got going on, do our mission too, and we're going to help you build yours.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So we just heavily focus on that. So I feel like when they know that our, and we have a huge team, we're like 54 deep right now, when they know
okay.
they have 54 dedicated, passionate individuals helping to push their narrative as well, I think that's what keeps them driven.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, you know, nowadays, you know, we got to get something or we ain't about something. This is the way the world is, man.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what takes me into my next question. Because mm-hmm. I've been here in, you know, and I'm not the only individual. I've been here in Vegas since 2000. I think I'm the first one to really start an online radio station that was playing local artists
mm-hmm.
and everything. Wasn't nobody
right.
doing that. When I got here, I started on KLAV, the AM station. That was right over there,
okay.
around the corner from me on Sahara and everything like that. Debbie was my, she does all the magazines, all the write-ups in the magazines now and everything. She was my engineer. She gave me a crash course in radio because I was
nice.
fresh out of Detroit and this, that, and the other, fresh off the block and everything. So everything was motherfucker, this, that, and the other, and everything like that. She turned me into
right.
a radio personality. And I've been going strong.
Right.
Ever since then, do you train your artists, your engineers, your podcast hosts? Do you train them in a certain way to represent Under the Hood along with their brand?
Yeah. So, okay. So yeah, we have. I mean, everything you name: artists, we have engineers, producers, you know, creatives, graphic design. When you name it, we have it. Anything that it
mm-hmm.
takes to create content, we have those there. So,
uh-huh.
yeah. Not more so train. Let's not use the word train. I don't train them to stay
okay.
on point with the brand. What I do is I just allow them to watch me. I just become a teacher by being a
okay.
great leader. It shows everybody else, okay, that's how it should be done. That's how we should be moving because that's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I just lead by example, man. That's the best thing I can do
okay.
is just lead by example.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't really train somebody to be morally correct.
Right.
You know? So I just
right.
lead by example and allow them to follow that. And by
right.
that, I got to train myself, though. I got to make sure I'm on point.
Of course, of course. Of course, of course. But by being the owner and the founder, it was one word that I learned from Chef Ramsay. It was
mm-hmm.
your talent, my standards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's
yeah.
like with Unsigned Hype coming in and this, that, and the other. Yeah, we can come up in there and rah, 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 rah. But we
right.
still we're still a representative of Under the Hood Studios when we're out in the street, when we're out in public and this, that, and the other, because that's where everybody, that's where the hub is that
Back.
You can watch Unsigned Hype Radio Show podcast. That's
yeah,
what I'm
shout out
about.
To Unsigned Hype Radio, man.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen,
yes, sir.
Y'all, we got my man Jess B up in here. Hit us up, 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. All right, press the one button. Let us know that you're
Hey, y'all better
in.
Tap in and talk. I talk back.
You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know what I mean? Let us know. Or send us a text message, you know what I'm saying, or something like that there, because we got the man Jess B Speaks, under the founder and owner of Under the Hood Studios in the building. This is your time to ask him the questions that you've been needing to ask him. He's going to be our next congressman. So you might as well start asking him questions now, and you know what I'm saying, and everything on how you can be more active in your community. So the next
Ooh,
question
take
is...
a village.
Right, exactly. And that's what I was just about to ask you. The next question is, what are our Las Vegas communities missing?
Oh, that's a cool. I ain't never been asked that. Oh, you good. You good.
I told you, I've been looking forward to this interview.
I mean, you know, I feel like it's missing everything that I stand for, man. I stand for self-love.
Okay.
I stand for, well, let me expound on that real quick. I stand for self-love, number one. Living in Las Vegas, being raised in Las Vegas is not the easiest thing. There are so many. I can cuss on here?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. There are so many fucking distractions in Las Vegas that it's hard. It's damn near hard to just love yourself because everything around you is so tempting that you feel like you have to be this way. You have to be that way. And it's really hard to just accept yourself for who you truly are. So self-love is a key component when it comes to things that can be changed in the community, right? The next thing, the biggest thing is unity. I still feel like to this day, there's not a lot of unification in Las Vegas. And other people in Las Vegas are going to be like, nah, just be, there is unity, do-do-do. Okay, you're right, there are. What it is a bunch of smaller groups of unification.
Right.
But why can't we get all of those small groups together and make one big-ass group?
And make one big-ass group.
That's it. So that's what Under the Hood is. It's like, yo, you got your own team over there? Cool. Come rock with us. We want to help y'all, too.
Right.
You got a team over that way, around that corner? Yo, come around this corner on this street. We going to help y'all, too. And it's all love. It's all love, man. So,
but is it?
I mean, the other one, yeah, it'll be all love under the hood.
Oh,
you know,
under the hood.
You show everybody love. Yeah,
yes,
under the hood, it's
going to
be all love, man.
Yes, you do. Yes,
yeah,
you do.
And,
yes, you
and,
do.
You know, we don't care what set you from. We don't care what gang you from. I don't care about none of that. When people get around Just B and the other owners of Under the Hood, it's all love, bro. There's been Bloods and Crips that used to hate on each other inside of our studio doing a podcast, and it was all love, bro.
Right.
Because when they walk in, they feel the energy, and it's kind of hard to go against good energy when the whole
That's
room
true.
Is full of it, full of it.
That's true.
You know,
that,
so
that is true.
Yeah,
that is
self-love and unity, man. If the Vegas communities can have more of that, man, I feel like it'll literally change the narrative, man.
Right. I mean, you got to understand, I got to play devil's advocate for a minute. You know, you got to understand, I've been here since 2000. I've been an artist. I've been a promoter. I've done wore all the hats that goes in the entertainment business and everything. And
yes, sir.
You know, we get... You know, back then we were getting the same artists showing up to the same shows, critiquing your show and this, that, and the other, which caused beef. You get the artists that don't want to support one another, they'll bring so many people and this, that, and the other. Once they get done with their set, then they're leaving.
Right.
That means you done took half of the people, half of the crowd and this, that, and the other because you got a bigger set. That used to bother me because it was kind of like, how come you're not hanging out and seeing the whole show? I make sure my people stay and see the whole show. I make sure when I'm doing things like the radio, like the podcast and the radio and this, that, and the other, I make sure that I'm hitting these artists and going, send me your music so I can play it so we can represent the state that we're in. Now, I'm not even from this state, and I think I go harder in the paint than a lot of people that have been here and everything.
I think so, too.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, how can we correct that? I mean, we can't, you know, you've even told me, West Coast, you can't keep playing people shit and this, that, and the other on the radio station, man, and they ain't giving you no love back and not even reposting the show that they getting their radio, that they getting their music played on.
Yeah, that makes no sense at all to me. How do we correct that, man? You know what I found? Let's jump into the entertainment industry, man. You know, one thing that I've noticed is that I have been to shows where, you know, it'll seem like it's a full house, right? But that one artist leaves, half the crowd leaves.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I realized that the same people that's in the crowd watching the artist is the same people that they're hanging out with at their house, the same people that they pull up to the studio with. You know, they're there while they're making the music. So it's like, bro, are those real fans that's pulling up or not? They're not, because these are your friends, right? So one thing, I can't say exactly how we can mend it or fix it, but I'm going to try something. And maybe others in the city is trying this. I haven't seen it, but I am going to try it. So right. what I'm going to do is it's like, yo, if you're coming to perform on a on a, an event that we're having, first of all, don't come and just rap on the stage. Put on a performance,
right.
and we're
Thank
going
you.
To compensate you for doing so. So instead
okay.
of you going and paying $100 to get on the show, we'll pay
right.
you $200 to get on our show.
There you, go.
You see what I mean? And I feel like with that, it maybe that, just maybe that can spark a light, some fire up under their ass to be like, hey, no, stay here because I got to stay here. And that's a requirement.
Right.
Yo, you're a part of this whole show, bro. We want to
uh-huh.
reintroduce you at the end of the show. You should stay in the building because we're going to make it worth the while.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, shit, that's what I'm going to try. That's what we're going to try under the hood, man. And
okay.
as far as everything else with the performances and stuff, I don't even know, man. It's been so many attempts to try to make that happen, and everybody just leave, bro. We
got
to start reaching out to more people than – All right, this is a shot to all the locals out there, man, that's artists. Stop thinking local. It's okay to be local famous, but try to take your career and your path outside of local. Try to take that shit globally.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Take it globally. Yes. Make some different kind
of
moves. Invite some fans from out of town. But if
out
you're just
town.
On the stage walking back and forth rapping, why do they want to come see that?
Uh-huh. That's right.
They can
That's
you
right.
do that shit all over social media. They can watch it
right.
on social media, man. Put on
put a little two-step to it, something like
hey,
that. You know what
I
want
to give a big shout out to Queen Elizabeth on Instagram. That's Misfit. Misfit puts on a show.
Okay.
She puts
okay.
on a whole show. Fast Money Jay, he puts on a whole show, man, and I love
okay.
that for them, bro. There's not many other artists out here that's doing that, and it's not a shot against the other artists, but the ones that are, much love to y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's all on your presentation. Presentation, the first presentation is everything. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I've been leaving out of Vegas and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, and this is a question I wanted to ask you and everything like that, and I wanted to ask Twix this question too. I remember when Twix, I was filming and hanging out with Twix when he was just really graduating out of high school, and he had the Sigma Phi and this, that, and the other. He was doing the shows.
Shout out to
and everything
Twix,
like
man.
That. Shout out to him, because that Joker could get 500 people to show up at the drop of a hat. It was like he would get on his phone.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? And everything. My thing is this, damn it, I done lost my train of thought.
It's okay, like, I'm going to talk while you think about it. But Twix, you know why people show up for Twix? Because Twix shows the entire city love, man.
Okay.
Every chance he gets at a drop, just out there show up for him at a drop of a dime, he shows up for everybody at a drop of a dime. Twix is really like the community standard.
Okay.
You know, you literally can't go wrong when it comes to, I've never, and I've known Twix since I was like 16. Twix hired me when I was 17 to come and dance. All right, let me say 18 since we on air. I was 18 to come dance at the Ice House Lounge when he used to rent out the whole building for parties and stuff, man.
Gotcha.
So I always, and because of that, all these years later, I'm 39. So all of these years later, man, he can call me right now, and no offense, but I get off this radio show and go help.
Right.
Because he's just solid. He's solid, man, and those kind of people are able to call anybody, and at the drop of a dime, the entire city will show up for this man.
Will show up. So, okay, so the question that I wanted to ask is there a thing for individuals like ourselves doing too much? Now, when I say that, then I mean, we're doing podcasts, we're doing radio, we're doing music, we're recording music, you're doing videos, this and the other, stipulated speaking, you know what I'm saying, you're vocal coaching, this and the other, and everything like that, and everything. Does it seem like the people around you in your own community go, oh, well, damn, he's doing something else again, what you doing now? You know, you ever had somebody, instead of saying, how you doing, they go, what you doing now? And everything like that, you know, in kind of a way of, well, you always doing something. Yeah, I'm always doing something. I'm always working towards my goal. I'm always working on my career. I'm always honing my craft. So then that way I ain't got to get ready when it's time to get ready.
Stay ready, baby.
You You know what I'm saying?
Stay ready.
Is there such thing as that? Because I kind of think I got that stigma. You do so much and this, that, and the other to where people go, he doing what? Oh, he's throwing a party or he got a club now. Okay, then yeah. All right, I hear you. Yeah, y'all go ahead and do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just won't support because you're always in the sauce, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So if I'm being honest, I've yet to run into that problem with the city, right? Myself. So, but you got to think about it, man. When I stepped foot in this game in 2020, I came in doing a whole bunch of stuff already.
Okay.
I already owned a graphic design company. I already have been owning my window cleaning company for a few years. I had already had a lot going on. So when I jumped into – I started with podcasting, right? I jumped into podcasting, and I was doing my podcasting for about 9 months. And then I had an artist ask me, do you know how to shoot music videos? I said, nah, but I'm going to learn.
Right.
My thing was I never wanted to miss the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, it was like, if I can learn how to do that, I can get this bag right now.
Right.
I'm not going to miss it so somebody else can get it, right? So every service that someone would ask me, like, yo, are you able to do this? I would say, yeah. And then I would just go learn. I'll just set it out the appointment for like 2 weeks, and I'll spend the next 2 weeks head in YouTube University and asking others that's already doing this and are successful, like, yo, how can I be even partially great at this so that I can go get this money, right? Now, they have a thing where they say, jack of all trades, a master of none, right? Master of one or something like that, master of none, yeah.
Right.
But what people don't understand, I can't quote the last part of that quote, I don't remember it by heart, but there's more to it, and it's saying, like, yo, yeah, you could be a jack of all trades, a master of none, but it makes more sense to know a little bit of a lot than only have the knowledge of one thing type shit, right?
Right.
So, hell nah, man. If y'all out there judging people for making a bunch of moves and doing a bunch of things, first of all, we're entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And entrepreneurs, if something don't work, you try it as much as you can, and if at some point you realize it's no longer working, then you make a pivot. You make a pivot into something else, and now you put your attention on that. So it looks like we're doing a gang of things at once, and all we're doing is just pivoting. We just pivoting trying to find success, you know?
That's true.
And what can happen, though, is we can get overwhelmed as us being individuals. We can get overwhelmed trying to compensate all of these things at once. So what we did was is we just built a team. So, yes, out of the whole team, I'm the one on the team that knows how to do it all. But by having a team, I don't have to do it all at once. I have my other team members to come in. They're masters of these things. So I'm a jack of those things. I'm a jack of those trades. But they're the
Okay.
So, man, you know, leave us entrepreneurs alone. Don't do that.
Yeah. Because I kind of feel that if we come together as one, you know, who said that? Wasn't it Malcolm? It was somebody that said, if we come together as one, we can strike a mighty blow. You know what I'm saying? In the industry, in everything. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But it seems like not gelling with certain individuals and this, that, and the other, seems like things are more cliquish than it is unified. You know, if you ain't fucking with this clique over here, then they ain't trying to fuck with you. They ain't trying to ask you to be on no tracks or nothing like that. And I've played everybody's music in Vegas. I've even played music people ain't even playing in Vegas. I've played their videos. You know what I'm saying? And things like that there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like when you do reach out and you ask somebody or, yo, let me interview you on the morning show and this, that, and the other and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? I got third world countries that's listening, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that.
Right.
And they want to turn their nose up at you and go, well, you know, I've had people tell me, get your views up, and I'll consider. get your views up, and I'll consider coming on your show. And I said, really? Okay then, player, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying, and things like that. There, it's kind of like and maybe this is my arrogance and this, that, and the other, because I didn't put in work out here. It's kind of like, do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, I'm having a moment.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know who you're talking to? You know who you're dealing with?
Yeah.
And everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I may not flex it and this, that, and the other, but yeah, I got clout in this motherfucker. I've been on the air longer than anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So my thing is, do you think it's even worth saying anymore?
Mm.
It's kind of like you said, you're leading by example. This is why you see me post. This is why you see me posted lately. I'm going to let my actions speak louder than my words.
Yeah. So I was going to speak on that right there, right? So I've had those moments where I've had an individual, even locals, you know, some local artists and stuff like that, or authors, whatever it may be, because I deal with everybody. But I've had them tell me that, like, hey, get your views. I see your shows. They don't get a whole bunch of views. And I tell them, you know, it's funny that you say that my show doesn't get a bunch of views, when I literally pay my bills, take care of my family, and all of that from media.
Right.
I don't have a regular job. I do media. That's how I handle everything. And I'm constantly on the rise, right? So I must be doing something right. So when they say stuff like that, you know what I do? Let me tell you what I do. I literally did it when I built Under the Hood, man. When my team, me and my team built it. So imagine if somebody tells me no, but they have a camp, right? I go and find a way to do work with their entire camp. It gets to the point where at this point, I no longer have to approach them and ask them, do you want to be a part of this? Because at that point, now they see that it's a thing. It's a trend. See, that's what we do in this world nowadays. We hop on trends. It's very rare that we are individual people and we do our own things. Well, I'm a trendsetter.
True.
I'm a trendsetter for sure.
True.
So I'll go and work with your entire team and make it a point where I'll never ask you again, but at some point, you're going to think it's the cool thing to do, and then they're going to come want to be on the show.
Right.
Now, I could be an asshole and be like, nah, I'm good. I don't want you on the show. But nah, because now you're approaching me. Hell yeah, you can come be on the show, because now the dynamics are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know what I do, man? I still have no hatred towards any of those people. I still go and work with those people and help and encourage them and motivate them and try to coach them and just push them along on the right direction. Because you know what? Maybe you were just going through some or dealing with some of your own life and you wasn't ready to be in my life and in my world and on the frequency that I'm on.
Right.
So I do a temperature check and I check the temperature around you, and hopefully by the end of that, your frequency will change and you'll uplift yourself and come rock with us. And that's just how we grow, man. So hell no. We're at a point in time, especially, you know, we a little older. So we're at a time in our lives, in our age, where it's like, you know what, I'm tired of trying to explain it to y'all. I'm tired of trying to show you directly. I'll just do my actions directly, and I'll allow the sign to happen indirectly. And if you catch wind of it, you catch wind of it. And if not, you don't. You're lost.
Right. I could respect that, and this, that, and the other. It just seems like the respect can't be reciprocated. When I was paying a lot of these artists to do certain things, come in their studio and this, that, and the other, and everything like that there, can't even get them to come on the radio show, and I'm playing your music. I'm breaking your music. I just really recently started playing my own music on my own radio show after over 20-something years of playing music.
Wow.
Because I got fed up of, I'm always showing this love and this, that, and the other. But the love is never reciprocated. You bring everybody on. You put them in the magazine. You put them on the mixtape or this, that, and the other. They turn their nose up at it and, your mixtape and everything like that. Yeah. Who's listening to you in South Korea?
Right.
Nobody. I don't think nobody playing you in South Korea. But I'm playing you every morning in South Korea. That's like right now.
Right.
We got South Korea coming in at 1.30%. We got Japan coming in at 0.87%. Romania is coming in at 0.33%. And, of course, the United States, 95.65%. But who is playing your music?
I want to send love to all of them countries for listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We own out here in Vegas.
Exactly. With my man, Jess B. You know, so listen, man, we didn't cover a little bit of everything. I need you to tell people what you're offering, how to get in touch with you, how you doing the damn thing, this, that, and the other, what you're looking for, what you're needing, the whole nine, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Let's get this place packed in there, because everybody that I run across is trying to do a podcast. Is trying to voice their opinion on something that's been going on with them. So I figure you're the facility to do all of that and facilitate that. So go ahead, man. Tell them how to get in touch with you and what all you're doing and offering from Under the Hood.
Hell yeah, man. So again, man, my name is Jess B. Speaks. You feel me? I am the co-owner and founder of Under the Hood Studios. Right now, we have some crazy-ass deals going on right now for all the artists. So if you're an artist and you're listening, I don't care what country you in, you can come to Vegas or we can come to you because we get to work for sure. So right now, we got a crazy special deal right now for the first. I think we have two slots left, y'all. Pay attention now. We have two slots left for this first deal. It's a music production deal. For $150 per month, you got to lock in for 6 months. That's it. 6 months only. That's $900. You get 8 hours of recording per month. Think about it, y'all. That's 2 hours per week. And then to couple that deal, to complement that deal, we also have five slots available for a music video deal at the same rate. $150, 6 months lock in. That's $900. You get one full-length music video per month. Who doing that out here? Most videos cost $900 by itself, but you get six of them with us if you come to Under the Hood. We also have podcast production specials. If you want to produce your podcast, we can produce it anywhere from $400 to $950 if you're in studio. That's the in-studio price range. But you get four episodes with a crazy amount of features that come along with that. There's nothing that we cannot do under the hood. We have all of the top equipment. We have the top producers, top engineers. We have some great artists, graphic designers, you name it. Man, look, if you're a brand and you believe in your brand and you're trying to elevate it and scale it, take it to the next level where you can start converting some of these sales, you need to come under the hood. Under the Hood. It's all good under the hood. And you can find us on any platform, and that's UNDRTHEHOOD Studios. All one word spelled out on any social media platform. It's like, if you want to join a community that's bringing unity to the community in podcast, entertainment, arts, media, and podcasting, come to Under the Hood. Come to Under the Hood and we're going to get you right. We care about the branding more than anything. We're trying to build you. And by building you, a whole bunch of you, we're going to build us. Because it's about you first, then us. And that's just how we roll, man. Y'all definitely need to tap in with your boy. What's happening?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So tell them where to find you on your social media.
Now, look, man, if y'all want to just tap into Just Be and see some of my Smile Lab Motivate posts, I'm going to make you smile. I'm going to make you crack the fuck up. And I'm going to definitely make you laugh. That's super important, man. You just look me up at Just Be Speaks on all social media platforms. That's JUSBSPEAKS, man. It's your boy. Look for that. Yo, 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 what's good? And you know it's me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Come on this show.
Thank you, brother.
Man, we could sit up and chop it up like this all day and
all
everything,
day.
You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely looking forward to launching the Unsigned Hype radio show on the podcast from Under the Hood Studios. You know what I'm saying? We're going
to
get together and set a date and everything like that. You know what I mean? And give them your phone number, man, how they can get in touch with you.
Yo, if y'all want to reach out to us, you can reach us at 702-964-4801. Again, 702-964-4801. Or send us an email at info@underthehood.com. Or you heard that. There is a .com. Just go to underthehood.com and press contact us and you can reach us.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You got any shout-outs, man?
I brought the Hennessy and the donuts. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got them. That's why I'm sitting up here quiet.
You know.
You know what I'm saying, man? Give your shout outs, man, before you get up out of here.
Hey, man, again, I want to give a shout out to Twix. Man, Twix has been an inspiration again for more than half of my life, man, brother.
Uh-huh.
You, if most of all, his integrity, man. His integrity is amazing. You cannot compete with his integrity, man. He's an awesome dude. I want to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Kathy Bradley, Miss Jeff B. I want to give out to Mama Jeff B, my mother, man. And I want to give a shout out to the UTH team. I could not be doing this without y'all. I really thank y'all from the bottom of my heart, man. And shout out to everybody, including yourself, man, that's on this episode right now. Y'all got to remember, we create content, but it really would suck if we never had an audience or eyes on the content that we're creating. So shout out to everybody that's creating content and the supporters that's supporting the content creators, because trust me, I know it's not easy to support a content creator. It's very difficult because we post hella content. But shout out to y'all, man. It's all love.
Man, it's all good, man. Now, hold on. Now, I've been hearing you talk about this video that you're trying to do. Are you trying to do something in the long of the lines of self-destruction and everything? Because I was noticing that, and I was trying to put together a new a self-destruction video and this, that, and the other. But you know what I'm saying? But it's like trying to get everybody together and everything. Like, how is that coming along?
Yeah, so I'm actually writing two books. So I'm dropping an album. Don't tell nobody.
Okay.
But I'm dropping an album called Reflections. And Reflections is just about all the turmoil and the destruction that happened in my life before I found the light and was able to reconstruct everything and strive in a great route. You know what I mean? So dropping a couple videos. We are dropping a couple music videos to that album. I mean, it's going to be 12 tracks. All 12 tracks is going to have a video. It's going to end up being a short film, and we're going to do that. But before that, we did just finish our Under the Hood anthem, and we're doing a video for that. The goal is to bring out 100 plus people to one location to show that we have created unity. We are the unity standard. And yeah, man, we're trying to get the whole city to pop out, brother. I hope you be there, man. And if you're in different countries and shit, fly out to Vegas, man. If this ain't too expensive, I might fly you out here. Come pull up.
Right. That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? And everything. It's only a one-way ticket. You know what I mean? And everything like that there. But, man, look here, man. It's been an honor having you on here. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to where we can do this again and give everybody the visual. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So, listen, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all trying to get your podcast done, your music done. If you just trying to get out and be in the community and be a community activist. You know what I'm saying? Under the Hood Studios is where you need to be. Tell them Fat Man West Coast sent you. You know what I'm saying?
Please do.
Man, love, peace, and air grease, man. We love you, man. And you take care of yourself, man. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Love you too, man. Don't forget, smile, laugh, motivate today. It'll change your life.
That's what's up. That's what's up, y'all. Let's give it up for Just V.
That you're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust. I'm from the desert, niggas stomping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and two clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my gut.
The bitch in the 50s, she look like she 20. She's selling pills to the customers working at Denny's. She dressed to kill like she working at Leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. Bitch, it's the deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me thrills when she working with her sister Jenny.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
I keep my bitches.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. That was my man, Chess B. You know what I'm saying? And everything. I think we got a caller. Somebody got the good one. I think we got a caller. Yo, who is this? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
What's that, man? West Coast is Pastor Don GCR. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. What's going on, Pastor?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I had to show your show some support and love. Big blessings are coming in 24. We just got one more. That's it, bro. I'm
amen,
here.
Amen, 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 man. How you been doing on that end, man? I know you've been out networking and everything. What's been going on?
Man, we've been moving to win a Team Gold Connections Tour. We hitting 30 states over 30 days, so we gonna be real busy, brother. I'm doing the groundwork now so we can let everybody know what's coming about. So if y'all okay. want more information, please contact me. 480-954-8472. 480-954-8472. We're going to purchase 22 abandoned buildings. We're going to put people within the 50-mile radius back to work around those abandoned buildings. So we need help, resources, and we need people. Like, you know,
Right.
You know, things and stuff done.
Well, make sure you hit up my man, Jess B. You know what I'm saying? And Under the Hood Studios out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, man. A community activist. He'd love to be a part of something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just tell him I sent you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fat Man West Coast. I got you, brother. Thank you.
All right, good, man. God bless,
studios,
Pastor.
Like, just
yeah, Under
God
the Hood
bless.
Studios.
I'm up here on the whole show.
Got all right,
you,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
I'm from the desert, baby, bitch, I'm from the bay. We get the beat and we gon' whip it like a slave. I get the bitch and I'ma have her getting paid. We ain't playing in these streets, whole city self-made. Cold game, some old oven. Big heat, bitch, I'm carrying the oven. Shit sweet till you're burying your cousin. I get it out the bitch or I get it out your mama, nigga.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
She is my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
She is my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Hey, y'all! What up? This is Reef Hustle, and you are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Fat Man West Coast and the Morning Crew right here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll stare me. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big shout out to my man, Just B Speaks. You know what I'm saying? That brother came in and... That brother came in and dropped science and shit. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate him coming through, man, from his busy schedule. You know what I'm saying? And coming in and kicking it with us, man, and putting us up on game. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with that man. Just B Speaks Under the Hood Studios of Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's 10:15 a.m. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting hot in here. You know what I mean? It's heating up outside. You know what I mean? It's another Friday, y'all. What you got planned for your weekend this weekend? We got a lot of stuff going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We just got to get out here and network. Shout out to the pastor. Master calls in and checks in every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? But he got a lot of stuff going on out there in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken, out there in Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying, and around the 50 states. So y'all make sure y'all tap in with the pastor, you know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we unify and bring us all back together. I can understand what my man Just D is talking about as far as the unity in the community, you know what I'm saying? We do need to have unity. I was just saying the other day, you know, it's times you walk down the street and everything in your own neighborhood and walk past somebody and don't even say hello, how you doing, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, you know what I'm saying? And that's sad, you know what I'm saying? I remember back in the day when, back in the late 70s and 80s, people spoke to one another. Walked in a restaurant or something, people said hello and things like that. You walked into a room, people spoke to you. People don't do this these days. People don't do that anymore these days. You know what I'm saying? Times are definitely, definitely changing. You know what I'm saying? So like I tell y'all, share the show, share the show, share the show. This was a great show today. You know what I'm saying? It will replay 5 minutes after we get off the air, so everything will archive. So if you didn't get a chance to catch the show live, you can catch the replay of the Just B interview, live interview, you know what I'm saying, of Under the Hood Studios out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Hit us up, 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. You know what I'm saying, y'all? So listen, we're going to keep being in the mix. You know what I'm saying? With your boy, Fat Man West Coast. Let's go, y'all.
You are listening to Balance and Boundaries, talk show for black men, with your host, L.A. Mobley Jr. And we do this every Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So y'all can catch the show live, or you can catch it 5 minutes after we get off the air, because all of our shows archive. Once again, that's every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
I make it hot like a wet dream. Strawberries, hot fudge, baby, whipped cream. We in the shower for 1 hour, what's a freaky scene? I lick it from your head to toe, get your squeaky clean.
That's what I mean. Bring on, she's bringing out the freak in me. Hurry up, bring on, satisfy your fantasy. Better play it, bring on.
My love.
baby, front to back. I make you dizzy, hit me switches, getting busy in my Cadillac. I know you wanna get your freak on, baby girl. Come take a trip with LG all around the world. Hear my chips go, hear my whip go. Got the black shirt, I'm on the stage at the show. So how you feel? I'm all true like Alexander O'Neal with 150% freak appeal. I work it right, make you sweat, pop goes your mind. Episode banging like nickel plated nine. Free your conscience, baby, relax your mind. You better get yours, time to get mine. I make it hot like the kitchen, watching my gravy thick in noon time. Dabby Faye and Kate Bannon drop the slick one. So if you see a cutie on the floor, get one. And maybe later on tonight, let the freak come.
Let the freak come.
Tell me why your baby mama keep on paging me. I didn't get a hold of number, so why does she call? She said she wanna do me and all of y'all. But I'm like that nigga on the Mac, I don't want the honey, I want the money. Some of you niggas is funny styling me while I'm selling my piece of these tricks, cause it's a paper chase laced with game. See, I'm living in the hustler's dream. Call up a player if it's major, especially if it's grilling, nigga, hit me on my pager.
If it's major, hit me on my pager.
Ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it, ring my telephone.
If is major, hit me on my pager.
Baby, give me a call, my name, you're screaming. I be hitting them walls, you got me tingling. How you be working them jaws with a kiss of makers or shade. Nowadays, raw, I blast you, cut, dash, re up, beat six with a flat, and straight with a nut. B, A, and X, got some bricks all in the cut. It's that season, drop my number, tell the hoe to hit me up.
Yeah, you're 911 of me to death. What's all that for? Got my humus is building page, then page on the overflow. What's happening with all that old bullshit? Is it really all that damn serious? You're draining the hell out of my battery, got your partner taking curious. It's in the YEAREA, the game ain't constipated. Bucking around in the golden state where the game originated.
Even
scandalous used to be squares, be turning bitches. Hit me on my pager, hit me if it's major.
If it's major, hit me on my pager.
Ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it. Ring my telephone. Ring my
The Mechanics.
That's what it is, man.
The Mechanics.
It's what it is, man. It's what it is, man.
I made up the
A
Deuce
line,
nigga. Ask somebody.
I grew up on A Deuce 100 with all my folks. Tar, LD, Rose, The Rock, and T-Dog. Smart P, Mike P, Boo, Stubb, and Fred. Me and Bill used to kick it before Jerry was dead. Bay Area shit, but it was really the O. We wasn't listening to Frisco or Vallejo. It was all East Oakland. I'm keeping it real. Before the dope game hit, niggas start getting killed. Now they riding Rolls Royce since the Skyline Hills. Then that pimp game got so real. Acorn to Brookfield. I took karate on the deuce with Mr. Hall, nigga. Rapping with Davey D and East, my ball, nigga. I could give good game to baby brothers. I was a youngster in the O in the 80s, bruh. I seen the real Mac in the making of the dope game. I even seen the Oakland streets before cocaine.
What it is, man?
To come up from broke to rich. Don King on a prime queen.
Promote your bitch.
What it is, man?
Get money off coke and shit. And I see that there's some Oakland shit. All
right. That's what it is, man.
Parking lot, smoking it up. On the freeway, open it up.
That's what it is, man.
That's how it was,
that's how it is.
Them youngsters ain't listening. Ask B the weeder, let him see the heater. Hit the block like Ricky Jeter. I can teach you the game, mainly the loyal part. Learned it in the Royal Park with my boy The Rock. Me and Pop used to fuck two bitches to stay next up.
Mr. Fear had that 7 Deuce Chevelle.
454. Same partner The Rock had the Granada. His uncle's niggas didn't ride 6-4 Impalas. Trying to get dollars, D-boys to bank robbers. Spot decoys, D-boys to straight ballers. And niggas sending bitches to the block tough. Catching traffic and charges getting locked up. For pimping and pandering, we used to FedEx weed and charge shipping and handling. That Oakland booty made her look bow-legged. Airport 4Ps made her look so
spread.
To come up from broke to rich, Don King on a prime queen.
Promote your bitch.
What it is, man?
Get money off coke and shit, and I see that there's some Oakland shit.
Alright, that's what it is, man.
Parking lot, smoking it up. On the freeway, open it up.
That's what it is, man. You could get your mama house shot up if you run up on the plug. The type of shit that get done up for the drugs. Bitches popping pussy while gangsters mean mug. Walking to the club with like 17 thugs. In Oakland, shit just different, nigga. I just seen the thick bitch pistol whip a nigga. Homie got the business for tripping with her. And she a pimp too. Had bitches with her. To come up from no paper to more paper. Legit drug money, scam bread, and whole paper. And we OGs, we on that real estate. Pull up from the villa safe. Killer with dealer plates. $1 million building in the 50s. Just got it appraised and they 1.6 me. I'm a fixture like the Warrior or the A's with the mechanics.
The mechanics.
And open, that's the heart of the thing.
That's what it is, man.
To come up from broke to rich. Don King on a prime queen.
Promote your bitch.
That's what it is, man.
Get money off coke and shit. And I see that there's some Oakland shit. Alright.
That's what it is, man.
Parking lot, smoking it up. On the freeway, open it up.
That's what it is, man.
The mechanics.
Thank you.
you know, I've been brought up around OGs and shit, you feel me? Like OGs and old money, you feel me? Like that, they ain't with all the flashing and hoop hollering and to get attention. Cause you know, we got individuals out here that depending on us. People that's in real situations and really out here hustling. You know what I mean? It's not too many like me. You know, I'm 23 with 5 kids. And I never complained once. You know, I just knew they were my responsibility and I gotta take care of them. You know, my daddy taught me well, you know, he say, always take care of your responsibility. Cause they didn't ask to be here.
Yeah, man. Hey. They don't make music like this no more, so we had to bring it back for the Mount West mob.
Mount West
mob. Sinister slap. Uh-huh. That'll slap in your AirPods and your lap.
Okay.
Tremendous throbble.
Mm-hmm.
On the hood of my car, drinking out the bottle. On the hood of my car, drinking out the bottle.
Manish.
My security knocked the mute about your taco.
Do damage.
My audio system sound like Godzilla.
Bruh.
A rapper, they think I'm a mess dealer.
That ain't my job.
It's macking on mine. I got that gift, that game.
I can have one tooth in my mouth and knock your bitch.
I'm not a lame.
It's Islam. It ain't no jousing, bitch. I come from the lower development. House
the soil.
When you got your paper right, gotta give back.
Charity.
Reverend Thurman, my granddaddy taught me that.
Philanthropy.
You'll get your ghetto pass revoked if you a sap.
Simp.
If they smell fear, the wolves will eat you like a snack.
Shrimp.
They'll rustle your pockets, take everything you own. Put the chrome to your dome, you might not make it home.
If you hustle, make sure that you never touch.
Feel, have a liaison, somebody that can be trusted. For real.
You can't move around the same way we do. Better take your ass home to your baby, boo. She cool, as long as you get there by 8. Bring some money home, and don't be late. Not me, you see me all around. I love the big city, and the small towns. I go to New York City, on the East Coast. Hit you up with a like and a repost. Bitch, don't ask me what I do it for. I spit the game to the world, sir, too short. From up in California, all across the nation. From out west to the whole world's population. Bitch.
Los Angeles.
Vallejo.
Oakland.
Long Beach.
The Bay. Niggas getting money all day, every day.
Trunk pump. Mirror shape. Her titties bounce, I blow an ounce. Large amounts of niggas pounce, unannounced, at your door. Snoop Dogg, Show Dogg, and Bodio. Westward ho, this ain't our first rodeo. I know, half these niggas suspect. Roughneck had to go and get a blood check. Nigga, fuck your pills and your high heels. I see you stumbling and you mumbling. Oh brother, remember there's only one step from the limo to the gutter. Motherfucker, I drop game and burn rubber at the ghetto bird hover. Remember, I keep it 1,000 with the homies at the top of the mountain.
A million big faces in the bag and still counting. With a gang of niggas waiting on the album. Still dipping with the top down, banging that Westmore, the best four niggas, we can talk about them. While I'm sliding my old school, riding chromed out, front, back, side to side. Take one toke and choke, hit it again, I'm fitted to win, my niggas on 10. The nigga within would take your bitch and wiggle it in and tickle her friend with dick on her chin. But I ain't tripping, but I ain't slipping, I wear my own clothes, designer crippin'. Nowadays niggas hardly listen, so fuck around and get that Ali with them. I keep the stick and the sticky on me, and on the average I keep a bad bitch dropping 50 on me. Big plate, smoking state to state, turn it up and let the trunk vibrate. We the greats, it's not up for debate, turn it up and let the trunk vibrate. This is for my niggas from
Los Angeles, Vallejo,
Oakland,
Long Beach,
yes sir,
the Bay.
Niggas getting money all day, a day.
Another day, another struggle, another day, another. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear
Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. The struggle made me who I am, so for that I can't lose. Made the man that you see, but the path I didn't choose. Come on, wasn't always promised, I was in the streets making moves. Jumping blocks and making flips, like acrobatics on the move. Mom's eating rent, little Steven's eating food. A little DJK, turning tricks like the Globetrotters do. Means to an end, I'm just trying to make it through. Yeah, I still
no respect.
Ronnie Danger feels blue. In this game, I was overlooked, like a bum asking for food. I wasn't taken serious until I started paying dues. Through the chilling circuit of rap, my name, they didn't have a clue. Showing my ass, shows for free, shit, just to gain the views. Just to gain on the lips of all the great, yeah, my name was ringing true.
Nigga, we made. Nigga, we made.
For that music, I thank you. In the life, I stay humble. Don't let life humble you. Music, you got me through the struggle, but the marathon continues. Rest in peace.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. Another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle. Another day, another struggle. Another day, another struggle. As I lay my body down tonight, I hope the roaches and the bugs don't bite. Another day, another struggle. We ain't had no hot water in a minute. Goddamn, it's hard to be strong. Another day, another struggle. Mama had to heat the house with the oven on. Frying chicken in the dark, cause the lights wasn't on. When I walk through the valley of death, I hear no evil, but I see you with the third. Another day, another struggle. I know what it's like to live like fucked up. On the toilet, in the toilet, stop. Another day, another struggle. 5 gallon buckets on the side for the flush. Mama working 3 jobs, damn. What the fuck, struggle? Daddy gone, no one at home. Damn, time to man up and do my own. Another day, another struggle. No direction, no affection. The struggle is real. Another day, another. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle. Another struggle, another day, another struggle.
It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show
with your boy with Fat your Man boy. West Coast.
Let's wake up.
You're rocking with the best in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fat Man West Coast. On the morning show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists.
Tap in and submit your music now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all, 21 minutes left into the show. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Just B, that was on the show. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all trying to do something with your community, make sure you tap in with him. But listen, y'all, we're going to slide, start heading towards the door. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have a good weekend this weekend. I hope you enjoyed the show. Monday morning, we have Faces of Rap Mothers. Okay? They will be live on the show. I don't know how many of them it's going to be and everything, but we're going to get into that, and we're going to talk about they just started getting these shows on Peacock and all the sponsorships and everything like that, and the tours and everything, you know what I'm saying? Miss Candy Mitchell will be on the show, if I'm not mistaken, and all her cast members and everything like that there. So just make sure you tune in Monday. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll be on our way to South by Southwest by the end of the week. So I just want to thank everybody for listening to me today and listening to us today for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff and myself. Listening, thank you for rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? 19 minutes left into the show. Make sure that you are being the best that you can be. I'm working on myself daily.
saying? Need to, when you're doing that, you know what I'm saying? Things can come up in your mind and make you think. So listen, y'all. Y'all take care of yourselves. We're going to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Peace, hair grease, to one love. Take care of one another. And do one thing. Listen to one another. Stop arguing. Listen to each other. Understand where that other person is coming from. You know what I'm saying? They don't mean no harm. They're just trying to be heard. Okay? All right? And we love y'all, okay? Y'all take care of one, each other, all right? All right, then. Peace!
Yeah, already got one, rolled up in my left hand. Pussy on my mind, tighter than a headband. Cushion in my lungs, got ganja in my sweat glands. This shit I'm on better than the next strand. Than the next strand, better than the next strand. She head down, booty popping in the handstand. Shine bright, I give your girl a slight tan. I make that pussy whistle like the Old Spice man. I don't even understand why she'd ever want a man. If she ever throw it, I catch it like a corner bag. Like a corner bag, that's an interception. You think I give a fuck, that's a misconception. Oh what a night, oh what a night. The roof is on fire, so what, I'm high. I say oh what a night, oh what a night. Yeah, she a bad bitch, all jokes aside. Hey, look at baby over there. What's up, little mama come here. She start talking but I really couldn't hear her. Until she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Let's do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down, I look back at it.
Whistling Dixie, middle school, I was getting head on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping the red and terror. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Yeah, you can vote with me, that would be never wear it. Dead ass rapper should have came with a cemetery. I am so cold, nigga like Ben and Jerry. Feel a nigga, deal a nigga, kill a nigga, obituary. My vision blurry, these bitches flirting. I've been drinking all night, I think my kidneys hurting.
Damn.
So I close the curtains on the 62. Her ass will knock your ass out, you better stick and move.
Bro.
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Let's do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down, I look back at it. She do it like she do it in the mirror. Be cautious, the booty is bigger than it appears. She speed it up and slow it down like she's switching gears. I'm looking for the baddest one here. I tell her like, do that duck, do that duck. You gotta stretch it out, girl, move that duck. She bend it over, touch her toes when she toot that duck. Like hut one, hut two, girl, who back there? Who back there? I'm back there. I could take a step back and sit my cognac there. Picture perfect body, that's a Kodak there. And I make a nigga feel welcome like a Domex there. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. The roof is on fire, so what, I'm high. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. That's a bad bitch, all jokes aside, that shit go. Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down, I look back at it.